This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
What gave you the kick to get started in music?
Oh, man. Honestly, it's such a very random story, but I, the short version is really, I really loved music and I was writing music and all of that, but it felt like such a long shot. I was from a super small town and it really was just, I'm convinced it just was the Lord that set things up and opportunities. And so I made a little indie CD in someone's living room the summer I was 12, and it was passed person to person to a person at the label that I'm signed to now. And so I feel like in a lot of ways, God really decided it for me, which I'm happy with because I like music. So, but yeah, it's been a really, I guess, a really unique journey, but I've loved it.
Bethany, I have to ask, getting into it, it's such a young, and in the public eye too, like people kind of watch you when you're in the public eye, they kind of, you know, can be a little judgmental at times. Being in the eye so young, did you feel forced to kind of grow up real quick?
That's a good question. Honestly, even at the time when I was 14, 15 and first signed and was asked that a lot, if I felt pressure or, from whatever angle to be super deep or to have a certain look, appearance or whatever. And honestly, aside from just normal human pride / insecurity stuff, I really, it probably just was God's grace. I mean, I really felt and still feel just really comfortable in my own skin and know that I'm a really messy, broken person who needs Jesus a lot. But I really never, you know, I think it's a compliment to the label that I'm signed to. Never felt any pressure to be anything other than and what I felt like I was supposed to be, what kind of songs I was supposed to write and all of that. And so, yeah, I mean, aside from the normal, I don't feel like I was.
From where you were as a 14-year-old as well, and what was your motivation for songwriting and so forth to where you are now as a 20-year-old, has that changed at all, do you think? Do you think you're still communicating the same message, or has that developed in some way?
I think, I think it's the same message essentially, but I feel like, this being the fifth record, I feel like it's a lot more focused, which is just kind of natural, I think, for any writer, but especially to go from 14 to, by the time the record's released, I'll be 21 and newly married and with all of those things, there's just obviously a lot more of just learning about myself and God and what it means to really be a believer in Christ. And so it is the same message. I mean, I feel like I have a really similar heart to when I first started, but I do feel like, and I'm grateful that it's a lot more focused. It's a lot more specific now than it was then.
Did you say 21 and newly married?
Yes.
When are you getting married?
You don't know?
I don't know.
It's been a secret until now. I've chosen to, no. I got married. I got married like 14 months ago, a little over a year.
Cool. Congratulations. So, a very belated congratulations.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. I'll still accept them. Thank you very much.
That's cool. Now, your new album is entitled "Stop and Listen." Help me with the emphasis on that. Is that quite firm? Like, hey man, stop and listen, or is it more subtle? Like, stop and listen.
Yeah. Well, on the cover of the CD, I'm crossing my arms and making a very intimidating, angry face. Mm. So.
It's like,
you can interpret it however you want.
I'm going to interpret it like, hey man, stop. Just stop right there and listen.
Hey, stop. You need to listen to my record.
That's good.
So it's the angry album.
No.
Yeah.
It's a bit of grunge.
No, it works in that way, sort of, just grabbing people's attention. I think that's why the label really liked it. But the song, Stop and Listen, is kind of the heart of the record. In the last year of being married and still doing music and traveling, and I moved from Ohio to Dallas to be with Shane, my husband, and all of that, and being a Christian and all of that, the busier that life gets, I'm called to the same thing, to really, to know God and to be known by Him. And there's this really beautiful story in the Gospels that these two sisters, Mary and Martha, who invited Jesus over for dinner, and Mary was sitting in the living room at His feet listening to Him teach and share stories. And Martha, who is really similar to me, she just was a to-do person, accomplish things and get things done. And I have that kind of a heart. And so in the story, she's busy working and serving and in and out of the room. And she gets so frustrated that she eventually just explodes and asks Jesus, don't you care that my sister's just sitting there and I'm working? And Jesus responded to her, you're anxious and you're worried about a lot of things, but Mary has chosen the one thing that's necessary, and it won't be taken away from her. She's chosen the good portion, and that's sitting at His feet and stopping and listening. And the more life goes on, the harder that is for me to do, and I think that's okay, but it's still a call. It's still a place of obedience for me. If I love Him, I'll stop and listen and wait on Him. And so that's what a lot of these songs kind of were born out of, that season. And so aside from the angry message of, hey, you need to listen to my record, not really, but it's kind of the heart of all of the songs on the record, really.
I have to ask about your hubby as well. Is he a musician as well? Do you sort of, will he feature on an album soon?
He's been an artist for about 10 years now. He's part of a group called Shane and Shane. Two guys named Shane.
Good, it's good.
And, yeah, when we first got engaged, I was wondering if I would have to change my name to Shane, too, but it worked out. I could keep Bethany.
That's good.
But he's amazing. He's so much better than me and just has an amazing heart, and he's a great artist, so it's really awesome. For some people it might not work to have two artists in the same house, but it's really fun. I enjoy his talent a whole lot, and love that I get to hear it a whole lot.
Bethany Dillon, we want to play you something. Aaron and I have composed a little song. It's very deep as well. It's quite...
Okay.
It might pull at your emotions. It's... we have a mascot that is a piranha, and it's not a real piranha. It was a real once upon a time, but now it's a stuffed piranha. And we wrote a song for this piranha. It only goes for a couple of minutes. We're going to play it for you, and then after hearing it, we'd like to hear whether you'd be willing to put that on your next album.
Wow, no pressure, huh?
No pressure. A couple of minutes. Have a listen. Tell us what you think after.
Okay.
My name is Pablo and I love you.
Oh, Pablo, you are a very beautiful fishy.
The Brazilian rivers are running all day. This piranha is looking for prey. I feast on a fishy, I feast on a bird. I feast on a cow, how absurd. Don't be looking, go swimming my way. This piranha is looking for prey. One night a Brazilian man go fishing. He pull me out and he be wishing that he pulled out. out of something else. But he stuffed me anyway and put me on his shelf. He packed up his home singing La Dia and dragged me away to Australia. Now I'm a harmless piranha and a bit of a radio star, working on the show with Alan and Dan. Alan's too afraid to touch me with his hand. I don't be saying all that much, but everybody love me, cause I'm starved.
I'm a stuffy chopper, Bob, killer, a spike. It don't really matter, call me what you like. I'm a special little fishy from a foreign river. When the lady fishes see me, they can't help but shiver. You can call me anything, just so long as you know this piranha is the number one man on the show.
I'm a harmless piranha and a bit of a radio star, working on the show with Aaron and Dan. Aaron's too afraid to touch me with his hand. I don't be saying all that much, but everybody love me cause I'm starved. I'm Pablo and I love you.
I think I heard crying in there from you, Bethany.
Be honest with us. Can we put that on your next album?
Asking you, can I put that on my next album?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, all we ask is for 90% of the royalties. And,
okay.
Because this
will
be.
We'll talk about it when it's not being recorded. It's all good.
That's right. It's very much.
That is amazing.
It is pretty special.
Much like your music, we put a lot of thought into the depth of the song, lyrically, what it means.
Oh.
You know.
I'm going to be, I'm definitely going to be thinking about that for a long time.
Good. Good. On that note, Bethany, do tell me, when you are writing or composing and putting things together, what's your process there? Is it often something that you've pulled out of your devotional time and you're going to write about that, or do you just kind of start fresh? Say, I want something new. Where am I going to go with this?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I really have a process. Most people who are professional too, but I don't know. I think it has to be a certain season. I think pretty seasonal for me. I mean, right now I have the summer off. I'm probably not going to write a whole lot. But it seems like whenever there's sort of a deadline coming and there's time, you know, set aside for that, and I don't have to be on the road a whole lot, it seems to just, it usually is just, I just kind of have a melody in my head and sit with it for a couple of days and a song happens. So, I probably should be more disciplined about it in the future, but that's kind of how it's gone in the past, I guess.
Bethany Dillon, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you, and we look forward to speaking to you again in the future, especially about Pablo the Piranha song.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Thank you guys so much.
No worries. Catch you, Bethany.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.